FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Yay, good afternoon. How are we? Welcome to the weekend wind up.
Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both good job, the policy, what it means to be living.
You got a fast car, fast enough to run a flyway. We gotta make a decision, live tonight or die this way.
Said his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. Mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. And said somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school, that's what I did.
You got a fast car.
We go cruising and set ourselves.
You still ain't got a job.
Not work in the market as a checkout girl. I don't think so, get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter. Buy a big house and live in the suburbs.
You got a fast car. See, fast enough so you can fly away.
You gotta make a decision.
Leave tonight or let die this way.
Yes, good afternoon, as I said, and welcome to the Weekend Wind-Up with me, Spencer, with you now until 3 o'clock this afternoon on Phoenix 98 FM. And I hope your day is going well today, and I hope you're having a great weekend. Got a great show for you today. All the usual stuff. Great take five, cover from another, but I've got a special guest in today. My special guest will be Elaine Spires, playwright, author, director, all-round industry legend. She's going to be in after 1 o'clock talking about her new book, The Banjo. So she'll be on here about 1:15, I reckon. So make sure you stay tuned for that. Promising to be a great interview. But of course, it's not only about us, it's you, you know, it's your show. Do get in touch. You can drop me a line, email me, radio@phoenixfm.com. Or on social media, at Spen Phoenix is my Twitter handle. I think they call them that, don't they? But do tell me what you're up to. Are you attempting to start snuggling now? Because it feels like autumn's coming, doesn't it? I thought that driving in this morning, I was like, just feels a little bit more chillier. Oh, that lovely undisturbed summer, eh? Let's get this year out of the way, shall we? But do get in touch. Tell me what your plans are, what you're up to. If you're out and about, if you're going out clubbing, drinking, you're indoors just chilling, do let me know. It'd be really great to hear from you. Any shout-outs, any requests, you know the score, just send them in to me.
happened before us. We created something phenomenal. Don't you agree? Don't you agree? You got me feeling diamond rich. Nothing on this planet compares to it. Don't you agree? To go to sleep when I got you next to me. Go to sleep when I got you next to me.
Is a brand new care home opening soon in Rayleigh Road, offering the highest standards of residential and dementia care. Our show suites are now open, so give us a call today to arrange a virtual visit. We'd love to see you. Come along and see why Hutton View will be a care home with a difference from the comfort of your home. Search Hutton View Care Home today. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
When it comes to healthcare, you want to feel safe. And you don't want to wait for your treatment. That's why Springfield Hospital, conveniently located on the outskirts of Chelmsford, should be your local hospital of choice. Our private patient pledge covers every procedure, offering flexible appointments, price match, unlimited aftercare, 0% finance, and fixed price packages to help make your healthcare affordable. Find us at springfieldhospital.co.uk. People caring for people. Part of the Ramsey Group.
Are you looking for a team of heroes to care for your loved one? At Brentwood Care Centre, we are passionate about delivering high-quality care, and therefore we have a team of heroes to ensure your loved one is in safe hands. To find out more about our residential, dementia and nursing care services, call us on Brentwood 508 459 or visit our website, rchcarehomes.co.uk. Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Yeah, welcome back to the show. Now, I'm really thrilled to come into the studio today because we have a shiny new studio. We've been working hard behind the scenes. Well, I haven't. Members of the Phoenix family have been working hard behind the scenes to create and do up our studios for us. And they are so modern and lovely. And I wish I could show you it today. because it's all shiny and sparkly and new. I mean, I still don't know what any of the buttons mean, but it's it looks really good, and that's all that matters, obviously. So anyone who's interested in coming as a guest, by all means, do come in, because it's looking amazing, and I think you'll be really impressed. I think you will. It's looking lovely. So well done to everyone at Phoenix for getting this up and running. It looks great. Anyway, I want to carry on now with a track that I played last week for the first time. And when I played it, I put it out on social media, which I knew it would be picked up by the BTS Army. And boy, was I right. It was. Thanks, guys. Really appreciate all the messages this week and all your support. I'm always happy to play a great song. This is the new track from BTS that was launched a couple of weeks ago. And I think it's broken the internet as the most downloaded or watched thing now. Track. I might be wrong on that, but I'm pretty sure it's broke some records anyway. And I have to say, this is one of their forays into recording in the English language. And this is a good, good song. If you haven't heard this before, take a listen to this. 'Cause I'm aiming the stars tonight. So watch me bring the fire, set the night light. Shoes on, get up in the morning, cup of milk, let's rock and roll. Kink out, kick the drum, rolling on like a Rolling Stone. Sing song when I'm walking home, jump up to the top, LeBron. Ding dong, call me on my phone, nice tea and I'll get my ping pong. This is dead heavy, can't hear the bass boom, I'm ready. Life is sweet as honey, yeah, this beach chain like money. This song all alone, I'm into that, I'm good.
I'm doing what I'm doing. Phoenix FM Travel News in association with the Beaches Care and Nursing Home, London Road, Brentwood.
Okay, I've got your first travel update of the day today, and the roads are looking quite busy, so I'll go through the reported problem areas. On the A12, as you leave the Brook Street roundabout, heading towards Chelmsford, there is a build-up of traffic there. It is moving, but somewhat slowly. And also on the A1023 and also on the A128, traffic is moving slowly as well, just sheer weekend traffic at the moment. Now on the A127, as you leave the M25 south inbound, there is a broken down vehicle causing some delays on the slip road as you come off of the roundabout, so be mindful of that. It's taking about 20 minutes to clear that area. The A13, there are the ongoing roadworks around Stamford Hope, which are causing some problems and congestion today. And there's also a broken down vehicle on the Queen Elizabeth Bridge at the moment, which is the closure of one lane. So traffic is still flowing, but if you're going over into Kent and maybe Bluewater, it's going to take you longer than normal. On public transport networks, services running okay on the Greater Anglia network and also C2C, but just check with those providers before travelling. And also services on Docklands Light Railway and London Underground are looking okay as well. And just a reminder, you do need to wear a face covering when travelling on public transport, and that includes when entering a station as well. So stick with us, and I'll keep you updated on all the travel throughout the day.
The Beaches, Brentwood. Luxury senior living with spacious residential apartments and a dedicated community caring for residents living with dementia. Make your home in ours. Search for The Beaches Care Home.
You know, you can certainly tell things are starting to get back to normal, aren't they? Because the traffic, each week, I find the traffic is getting busier and busier. And, yeah, it's just what's happening. So, but we'll keep you posted, as I say. Now, I'm going to carry on with the track that I played first a couple of weeks ago. This is the new single from the brand new album from Lola Lennox, Ali Lennox's daughter. And this is the rather cracking Back at Wrong.
Run high 100 miles away. FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Yeah, just want to remind you, we've got some events back up and running with us, which is great news. And first off, we want to support our friends at Brentwood Town Football Club, who are playing today at 3 p.m. Cray Valley Football Club. Now, this is at the Brentwood Arena, as you know, so right by where we are at the moment. So do come down and support them. They're at home for this friendly match, and you need to check out their website for information about watching football in line with the current government guidelines. There is obviously some social distancing still in place, but do check out their website, and it will give you all that information. And they're also on Twitter as well. But if you need to speak to somebody, you can call them on 01277 236 200. That's 01277 236 200, and they're kicking off today at 3 o'clock, and Brentwood Town are playing Cray Valley Football Club, so do come down and support them. And then next Friday, the 11th, at 12:30 to 1:30, there's a virtual open house event on Microsoft Teams for Hutton View Care Home. And it's great because you can join them online and you can view Care Home from your own kind of, your own setting, really. So you get an update on the progress of the newest addition to the Care Home's family. You can understand what happens in the premises, and you also get a guided tour and the opportunity to ask questions. So it's obviously free to take part. So you need to contact Carl Roberts on carl.roberts@hallmarkcarehomes.co.uk. But do check out our website, www.phoenixfm.com. Click on the events guide and you can see all the details of these events. And just get in touch and go along and enjoy yourself.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, I've moved things about a bit today because I said I do have a special guest coming in, Lane Spires, after 1 o'clock. So really looking forward to her being in the studio. So I'm moving things around, and it's now time for Danny's Choice. As you know, Danny's one of our regular listeners, and each week he sends something in, and we've been playing it. And each week it's a corker. Now, would it be remiss of me to say that maybe this week we've taken a slight step backwards, Dan, if you're listening. I know there are lots of Morrissey fans out there. There really are. I'm not one of them, I have to say. Yep, I know. Shoot me. I'm not one of them. And I certainly didn't know this song. I know some of Morrissey's stuff, but I didn't know this song. But this is Danny's Choice, and we are nothing of Flexible Phoenix. We will play what's asked of us. So this is today's choice, Danny's Choice. Don't shoot me, guys. This is Morrissey. And I'm laughing because I've heard this already. And Boy Racer.
Money, and he's got too many girlfriends. I'm jealous, that's all. Have you seen him go? Oh. Have you seen him go? Boy racer, boy racer. Oh.
too many girlfriends. He thinks he owns this city. He overspeeds and he never gets pulled over. Have you seen him go? Have you seen him go, though? Oh, oh, oh. Boy racer, oh. We're gonna kill this pretty thing. Boy racer, oh. We're gonna kill this pretty thing. He thinks he's got the whole world in his hands. Stood at the urinal. He thinks he's got the whole world in his hands, and I'm gonna kill him. Oh no, 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 oh no. Boy racer, oh. We're gonna kill this pretty thing, boy racer. Boy racer, oh, we're gonna kill this pretty thing. He's just too good looking. He's just too good looking. He's just too good looking. Boy racer, oh. We're gonna kill this pretty thing. Boy racer, oh. We're gonna kill this pretty thing.
There we go. Morrissey. Danny's choice today. Not mine. Thanks, Dan. Next week, keep it up. And just, you know, and we're loving the tunes. We're loving the, the tunes, my friend. And in the spirit of Morrissey, I thought I'd keep the mood going. This is, well, this is the Nolans.
Lovers Lounge Billericay is the most unique venue around. With a 4 metre wide full HD screen, we show all the biggest sporting events. Plus, our piece de resistance award-winning Golf Zone golf simulators are available with or without our very own PGA Pro. Our FIFA-approved 4G indoor football pitch is perfect for training or leagues, and book the kids into the Xbox Game Zone for the ultimate party package. Players Lounge, Billericay, open 7 days a week from 9 a.m.
Are you a wannabe personal assistant or executive assistant? Or are you simply looking to refresh and learn new skills in your current role? We can help you become more confident in how you influence and communicate. We offer virtual training on Zoom with a supporting training pack, or you can join us on our courses in Greenwich at the Novotel, which is next to the DLR and Mainline station. We can also come to you. Book your virtual or face-to-face essential PAEA skills training course with social distancing online now at ripleytraining.co.uk or call us 01423 86112.
Hi, join me, Ian Lee, every weekday from 3 till 6 for Drive Time here on Phoenix FM in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think. We'll have fun and frolics for 3 hours. Not only that, we'll have the traffic and travel keeping you up to date on the roads to put a smile on your face and a song on your lips. Sometimes we'll even have some guests to cheer you on your merry way. So that's me, Ian Lee, on Drive Time every weekday, Monday to Friday, 3 till 6 here on Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM.
Yeah, so as we head up towards the hour, now it's time for today's cover from another. I'm doing it earlier today. And I picked an 80s track from obviously one of the biggest bands of all time. However, this is one of the songs, their singles, that doesn't get much prominence when often this band's played. It's always the usual tracks like Club Tropicana and things like that. But this song doesn't get played. And then a cover version is by a band that you will know I love very much. But I heard this cover version this week. It's relatively new. Let me know what you think. Get in touch. Drop me a line. radio@phoenixfm.com.
With an annoying smile, when I saw that girl upon your arm, I knew she'd find your heart with a fatal charm. I said, soul boy, let's hit the town. I said, hey boy, what's with the frown? But in return, all you could say was, hi, George, meet my fiance.
Gun, guns, having some fun. Crazy ladies, keep them on the run. Wise guys, realize there's danger in emotional ties. See me, single and free, no fears, no tears, what I want to be.
Fun and everything was fine. I remember when we used to have
There you go, today's cover from another. So obviously the track was Young Guns, Go For It, the original by Wham, and the cover version by Alcazar. Now, I really love Alcazar. They've been around for years now, and they're a Swedish dance pop band. And for my style of music, they tick every box for me. I love them, always love them. But I think the Wham version is better. I have to say, I do, and I'm pretty sure a lot of you will agree with me. So, but do get in touch and let me know. I may well be wrong. It's been known to happen before. You can email me, radio@phoenixfm.com, and or find me on social media, Aspen Phoenix, and just let me know what you think. I like that. It's a good track. It's a good track, but I do think the Wham version is the better one. Now, we're heading up towards the news, and just a reminder of what's coming up today after me. So, after the news, not after me. I'm not just doing an hour today. We've got my special guest in the studio, Elaine Spires, will be with us after 1, I reckon around 1:15, who's here to talk about all things industry-related. She's just got a new book that's been published called The Banjo, talking about her film career, her directing career, etc. And you may have heard Elaine before. She's been in the show a couple of years ago. And a renowned industry professional with lots and lots of experience. So stay tuned, because there's no doubt it'll be a great interview. So really looking forward to that. And then after that, pretty much the same. We've got obviously Take 5 coming today as well. Some more of your shout outs and requests and everything like that. So do stay tuned. Thank you very much. I want to give a shout out to Sarah listening in. She's been in touch as usual each week. Thank you, Sarah, to say once again, enjoying the tunes today. Decided to do a deep clean on the house rather than leave. So all the windows are open, all the cleaning's going on, and we're just doing, so I'm just waving to my guest through the window. She's standing outside the studio. And we're just enjoying the music while we clean, which is great. Then I've also had a message in from Terry to say, yep, I agree with you on the Morrissey song. There's one word for that, and that is why. Yeah. Sorry, Dan, if you're listening. It wasn't a favourite with mine this week, I have to say. But, you know, it's unusual because each week your choices have been great. So keep them coming, my friend. Keep them coming. But, yeah. But I know there are lots of Morrissey fans. I've never got Morrissey, I must admit. I don't know whether it's that says more about me. But I haven't. I've just never got Morrissey. But huge following still. Still making those headlines and still causing ructions wherever he goes. But we are heading up towards the news now. So I'll be back after the news with your weather, with more of the same great music and my special guest, Elaine Spires, that will be with me in the studio in the next 20 minutes.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM. News.
From the Sky News Centre at 1, civil servants in England are being encouraged to quickly return to the office in the hope that'll set an example to other workers. The Cabinet Secretary has written to all government departments about increasing staff levels. Dave Penman from the FDA Union, which represents professionals in the public service sector, isn't happy.
They've demonstrated that they can work effectively and efficiently from home. This is a virtue signalling to the private sector, and it's a strange role for the Prime Minister, micromanaging the civil service and lecturing the private sector about what's good for them in relation to how they organise their workforce.
The environmental campaign group behind protests outside two printing presses has apologised to news agents. Many of them haven't received papers. 63 people have been arrested. A man's been detained in Dover, where police and anti-immigration protesters have clashed. Demonstrators have blocked the A20 into the town. They're taking the action after more than 400 migrants arrived in the UK on small boats in a single day this week. There's been heated reaction to the man who the government has appointed as a new senior trade advisor. Tony Abbott is a former Australian Prime Minister and holds some controversial views on issues including same-sex marriage. John McTiernan has been an advisor in both countries and doesn't think the reaction is harming the government.
What else could have got us all discussing about this very arcane body, the Board of Trade, being revived in its new form? We're actually talking about the government's desired topic, the revival of the Board of Trade, and we're talking about it constantly.
The test used to find out if someone has COVID-19 could apparently be picking up traces of dead virus. A study's found there's a risk of so-called false positives due to the way people are checked. And in sport, UEFA has confirmed Scotland's Nations League match against the Czech Republic will go ahead on Monday. The Czech FA had said they won't play the game due to coronavirus concerns. That's the latest. I'm Anna Bates.
This is Phoenix FM. On on 98FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
Yeah, so the latest weather for you. It's dry and bright this morning and into the afternoon as well. But there will be clouds coming around tea time with a scattering of showers this evening. It will feel quite cool this evening. Maximum temperature during the day today of only 17 degrees. And tonight, any showers coming in will dry away. They will leave a largely dry night with clear skies, but it will turn chilly with light winds coming in at 6 degrees. And then tomorrow, more in the way of cloud expected with the ongoing chance of a few scattered showers. There's going to be sunshine intervals throughout the day. We'll still feel cool coming at 17 degrees. But stick with us at Phoenix. We'll keep you updated on all the weather as and when it happens. Let's kick off the second hour with this. Couple of tracks and then we'll welcome my special guest onto the air with us. We've got Elaine Spies in with us today.
Keep it tight, 'cause it's pulling you in. Pick it up, you can't stop. body's aching, system overload. Temperatures rising, I'm about to explode. Watch me, I'm intoxicated, digging the show. It's got me hypnotized, everybody step aside. Still the night, kill the lights, feel it under your skin. Now I try, keep it tight, cause it's pulling you in. Rip it up, you can't stop, cause it feels like an overdose.
Feels like an overdose.
Is heating up. Move on and accelerate. Push it to the top. Come on and evacuate. Feel the club is heating up. Move on and accelerate. You don't have to be afraid.
Now guess who's back on a brand new track? They got everybody in the club going mad. So everybody in the back, get your back up off the wall and just shake that thing. Go crazy, yo lady, yo baby. Let me see you wreck that thing and drop it down low, low. Let me see you take it to the dance floor, yo.
Everybody in the club.
There we go. Cascade. I'm really sorry. I'm gossiping with my guest Elaine, and we're just checking the mic was down. Yes, we've got one more track coming up today, and then Elaine will be on air with me after this next track, and really looking forward to it.
Oh my God, this feeling's just begun. I'm saying things I've never said, doing things I've never done. Oh my God, when I see you, I should it right. But I'm frozen in motion, and my head tells me to stop feeling, I feel about us. Try to fight it, but it's never enough. My heart is hurting, it's more than a crush. Cause I'm frozen in motion, and my head tells me to stop, but my heart goes Oh my God, can't believe what I've become. I'm thinking things I shouldn't think, singing songs I've never sung. Oh my God, when I see you I should run. But I'm frozen in motion, and my head tells me to stop. Feelings, I feel about us. But it's never enough. My heart is hurting, it's more than a crush. Cause I'm frozen in motion, and my head tells me to stop, but my heart goes cause my heart goes. Oh my God.
frozen in motion and my head tells me to stop where my heart goes.
How do we control coronavirus now? Listen to Steph. She's a bus driver.
Now that people are using public transport again, we really need to make sure that we keep each other safe. Passengers need to stay 2 metres apart. If that's not possible, make it at least 1 metre. I want to see everyone wearing face coverings over their mouth and nose, unless you've got a good reason not to. And when you get to where you're going, you need to wash your hands. We've still got to play our part.
Stay alert. Control the virus. Save lives.
RP2 Media, the largest media agency outside of London, are offering your business a free Google and Bing advertising health check. Our team of specialists will give you an in-depth audit. No payment, no contracts, no catches. With a free follow-up meeting and a discount of over 65% for a three-month trial, if you decide to use our services moving forward, why not visit us at rp2media.com.
When it comes to healthcare, you want to feel safe, and you don't want to wait for your treatment. That's why Springfield Hospital, conveniently located on the outskirts of Chelmsford, should be your local hospital of choice. Our private patient pledge covers every procedure, offering flexible appointments, price match, unlimited aftercare, 0% finance, and fixed price packages to help make your healthcare affordable. Find us at springfieldhospital.co.uk. People caring for people. Part of the Ramsey Group.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Hello, welcome back. Anyway, as I said, I'm really, really thrilled today to welcome my special guest into the studio. I'm joined by Elaine Spies. Elaine, how are you doing?
Hello, Spencer. Good afternoon. I'm very well. Thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, and it's great to have you in today. So just to remind people, you have been in with me before a couple of years ago, and Elaine is a very prolific... apart from being a friend of mine, she's a very prolific playwright, author, director... actor, what else?
That's about it.
it's everything, isn't it? Yeah, absolutely everything. Yeah, exactly. But obviously you're in today to talk through, which we'll go through in a minute, about your new book, The Banjo 2.
Yeah.
Which is really, really exciting, and we're really looking forward to finding out more about that. But do you want to give listeners just a bit of background about yourself, kind of what your background is, your experience, etc.?
Well, I'm a local girl. I was born in a place rejoicing under the name of the East End Maternity Home, which is in Limehouse, although my parents were living in Dagenham at the time. So my dad grew up in Dagenham, spent quite a bit of my life abroad in the travel industry, came back to this country, got into writing, a bit more acting, because I'd always wanted to be an actress, but... At 15, my careers teacher at school said to me, don't be ridiculous, girls from Dagenham don't end up in the West End or go to RADA. So the night I did step on the boards in the West End for the first time, I wish she'd have still been alive so that I could have rubbed her nose in it, but that's not very generous. And so I started writing and, wrote plays, short films, had quite a bit of success with a short film I co-wrote a couple of years ago called Only the Lonely. And I've now written 10 novels, 2 collections of short stories and 2 novellas.
Right, no, this is not normal presence. I'm just going to stop you there for a second. I'm just going to play a track. Apparently, a couple of people are messaging to say there seems to be a problem with your mic. So just bear with me. I'm going to play a track. We'll be right back after this next song.
Life to
from this.
Being well, we are joined back, and you should be able to hear my guest properly now. Elaine, thank you for being your patience. That's better. How are you?
Yes, I'm well.
So let's take it back. We were talking about, obviously, your introduction into the business and exactly on what your background was. So if you wanted to pick up from, obviously, you were instructed about, you told, you know, not to make, go into the industry and whatever.
Yeah, my senior mistress at school said to me, oh, you know, girls from Dagenham don't go on the West End stage, they don't go to RADA. And so while it put me off RADA, you know, the first time I did actually end up on the West End stage, I was just wishing she had still been alive so I could have told her about it, you know.
It's ridiculous, isn't it, that you hear so many stories of people. I remember when I was at school, and I remember talking about, you know, going into drama and whatever, and I remember the only comment at the time, it was when it was the trendy thing to just bring careers advisors in, you know, and all they could say was, that's ridiculous, if you thought about a job in a bank. And
it was just, oh, exactly, yeah.
And you think, yeah, you know, obviously I know school has to take a uniformed approach, but they're much better now, of course, but years and years ago, you think to yourself, the amount of people they must have kind of stopped from doing what they really wanted to do.
Absolutely, and creativity kind of always took a back, you know, went on the back burner. You know, I had a place at Liverpool to go and study dance and drama, which was like really a new thing then, yeah. You know. As it turned out, I went on a gap year that lasted for 16 years and I never took up the place. But
for those of you who don't know, Elaine, that's not surprising.
But I think now, of course, people that want a career in the entertainment or in creative arts, there are so many more courses and there are so many more opportunities, but then again, there are so many more people actually applying for those places, so I think it's probably a bit sort of swings and roundabouts.
And also as well, it's, you know, not to bang a different drum, but you know, over the age of 30 in the industry, and it's kind of like even harder, isn't it, just trying to kind of make your way into it.
I think there are more parts now for older people, and I think too a lot of people are writing their own stuff for themselves, you know. Well, you know,
talking of which, Stanley Grimshaw's left the building.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know,
do you want to tell our listeners briefly about that?
Yeah, well, Stanley Grimshaw's left the building, which Spencer actually is too modest to tell you, but he had an acting role in, a play I wrote quite a while ago, and then I updated it, and we've performed it several times over the last year and a half. We would have taken it further if COVID hadn't, of course.
Yeah, we did a run in London last year. Regular listeners will remember I was talking about it. So we did a run in London last year.
That's right. And then we were at the Queen's Theatre in Hornchurch back in February, which seems like a lifetime away.
It was only this year, wasn't it? It sounds crazy. And we were kind of in talks. We were invited up to Edinburgh, weren't we? But obviously the festival didn't happen. So
and we were supposed to have been going to Grays and the theatre in Grays. But anyway, you know, but I enjoy writing, and I'm very interested about writing more shorts, you know, short films and so on. And now, of course, with the advance of technology, so much easier to make your own shorts. You know, you don't need a budget of £500,000. You know,
you can
do it. I mean, I saw some fabulous shorts last week that had been made just on like a very, very good mobile phone.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it?
Unbelievable. You know,
I know. I had some guests in the other week from Brentwood Movie Makers, and they'd done a short film which was very, very good. And their budget, I think, was just a few £100s.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you wouldn't have known watching it. It was very, very good. Mm. It was very good. So what, just talking about short films, tell us about your short film you did, wasn't last year now, it was year before last, wasn't it?
Two years ago. That was called Only the Lonely, and I co-wrote that with Veronique Christie, who is not only a close friend, but a very, very talented writer and actor. And we wrote it actually from opposite sides of the world. I was living in Antigua, West Indies at the time, and she was in London, and we managed to write this film. And then we got Dan Films interested in it. They decided that they wanted to make it. And Claire Holman was our director. Now, a lot of people know Claire if you watch Morse and Lewis.
Yep.
She plays the pathologist, Laura. Lovely, lovely woman. And so she was our director, and then we were really fortunate to have Anna Calder Marshall in the lead role. So, and we won the Groucho Club.
And you had Zoe Wanamaker involved as well.
Yeah,
she was there.
She was one of our sponsors, and we were very fortunate. And you know, we won the Groucho Best Short Film Award, and we got two silver awards in the Wolf Festival, which is the Women Over 50 Film Festival that's held every year, which is international. So, yeah, and it's still out there, you know, doing the rounds at various festivals and things. And,
so before we go on to talk about the book, so do you feel, as your career is developing, you know, as you get older and stuff, do you feel that, is there one particular area you're more leaning towards now, or are you still very much an open book and kind of flexible with any opportunity that comes your way?
Well, I like to think I'm a bit of a free spirit and kind of go where the flow takes me. But I think really writing is where, you know, I mean, don't get me wrong, from my mouth to God's ears, if a good acting role came along, I would jump at it. But I really enjoy writing. In fact, I'm actually working on my 11th novel at the moment, which is called You Never See Rainbows at Christmas. And obviously it's coming out late November, early December. And I do enjoy writing. I would still like to do a screenplay, but it's time, it's opportunity, and at the moment, you know, the books are calling. So.
Of course. And how has it been, obviously, you know, the past 6 months for everybody has been really strange, but particularly for people in the kind of the arts industry, etc. How has that influenced you and your writing with regard to kind of, you know, in your local community, and, you know, has it changed your approach to writing and stuff?
Not really. I mean, you have to, on one side, you know, book sales picked up because everybody was, you know, stuck in inverted commas at home. And so avid readers were like, you know, downloading onto their Kindles and so on. But I think that there are two schools of thought at the moment with writers, and if you're writing in the present day, one is that you don't mention COVID at all, and the other is that you're realistic. And I think people who don't want to talk about it think it will obviously date their work to 2020. But then again, in the book I've just finished, in the Banjo book too, because it's written chronologically and each chapter is a date. It starts in 1971 and the final chapter is in June 2020. So, of course, I've had to include COVID into it.
So you're talking then, that's covering almost a 50-year period,
yeah,
et cetera.
Yeah.
What's the back... Where's the idea from with the banjo?
Right.
Kind of, you know, well, what was the nucleus of it?
Well, a banjo, it's a term that is kind of particular to Dagenham, and it is actually a pedestrianised cul-de-sac. And when the Beckentry Estate was started, which it's the centenary next year, and they started building it in 1921, and to break up just having street after street after street, they put in these pedestrianised cul-de-sacs, which had very often they had like gardens in the middle and pieces of grass in the middle that were called the green by everybody. And it was a great place for children to play, and these banjos, which had, they might have had 8 houses, they might have had 16 houses, so you've got this little community within the community. And it's really, you know, I mean, I grew up in Dagenham and I thought everybody called it a banjo, you know. I didn't realise that it was such a particular Dagenham thing. So the idea was that I grew up in Dagenham, and the Banjo Book 1 covers the 1950s and 60s, and the Banjo Book 2 is from 1970 until the present day. And it's the story of the banjo, you know, the 8 houses in it, the 8 families in it, how they change, how, you know, as time goes on, different, you know, people go, people come. There are those families that stay all the time. And just, I wanted to tell the story of what a great place I thought Dagenham was to grow up in. And
so has there been any particular, how has community changed in your mind from that start to now?
Well, it's changed a lot. I mean, there have been so many changes, and you can't talk about change in Dagenham without talking about the change in the demographics. Obviously, a lot of the people that moved into Dagenham, there was one wave which was in the 1920s, and then the second wave after the Second World War, which was in the 1950s, and that's when they built the Heath Park Estate. So that's where my banjo is set. We start in 1952 with a woman called Dolly White, and she's living in a very cramped flat in Harold Hill with 3 children.
That's where I grew up. Yeah.
And she's expecting a fourth, and she gets this letter saying that they're being given, you know, a 3-bedroomed house with 2 living rooms and a great big garden in Dagenham. And so that's how the book one begins. And throughout book one, basically the families within the banjo hardly change. But once we get with book two into the 70s, then of course we have Vietnamese boat people, you know, we have a boat people family come in, and we have to address the change in demographics. And as everybody, the new community, some people are lovely, some people are not so nice. Some of the old neighbours turn out to be not who we thought they were, not as pleasant or as nice as we thought they were. And then, of course, you've got added things like the sale of council houses, you know, which obviously, when you've got a borough that had so many council houses that Dagenham did, and then suddenly people have the right to buy them, and that throws up all kinds of problems. Not least among neighbours, you know, because you had these band of working class people, all of whom were members of the Labour Party, you know, and suddenly they were torn between, well, I'd really like to buy my council house, but I don't really think I should.
It's against all what they thought of was their morals and their principles.
And it caused rows and arguments and fallouts and all kinds of things. So I look at that, and then of course, obviously, you've got the income of older people who'd lived in Dagenham all their life, who had bought their house, then selling their house, and with a nice little profit and a nest egg, going off to live, you know, out in Brentwood and Chelmsford and Southend and Leonsea and Claxton. You know, people did this. And then people who moved in after, you know, you had the property speculators who bought houses to then rent them back to the council at extortionate rates. And then we have, you know, the advent of cars, so, or more cars, so you start losing all the greenery. You know, we no longer have a green in the middle of the Banjo. It's a car park. Everybody's cementing over their front gardens because they need somewhere to park. So the gardens disappear. The council, in their wisdom, give everybody three ugly bins to put outside their front door.
Yep.
And so suddenly, you know, everything's changed. And then pubs are starting to close down. So the hub of the community and... the book is dedicated to my parents, who actually met in the Merry Fiddler's pub on VE night.
Is that still there, the Fiddler's?
No, and a big thing in the book is or the theme running through the book is the rumour that they're going to pull the Fiddler's down. And then, of course, we get to June 1992 and the Fiddler's is demolished.
Do you know, I know this sounds really silly, but I was talking to somebody about this a while ago, and do you remember years ago when houses were built, in the back gardens, we all had those 4-foot wire fences that you could talk over.
Yes, yes.
And they made a big difference to the... I mean, okay, if you lived next door to neighbours you didn't like, it was tough, yeah. But they made a big difference. And then over the past, say, 10, 15 years, people have been building these 6-foot fences.
Yes.
And it does, it's made a huge difference. And I know that sounds really silly, but it does it because it really cuts off that, you know, going into the garden, even putting the washing out, or just saying hello and just talking. Yeah. It makes such a difference.
Absolutely. And, you know, people, once you've put up a fence, you've put up a physical barrier between you and the people next door. And, I mean, I grew up, we had, our fence was probably about, 3'6", and it was wooden... stakes.
Yeah, with the wire.
That's right.
Yeah, so, that's my grandparents had those.
Absolutely.
So the characters in the book then, are they based on real people or are they a mixture of fictional?
Oh, they're all fictitious. Well, I say they're all fictitious. I mean, I mentioned by name that Mr. Pryor, the man who had the sweet shop, we used to call them the news shops, he had the news agents there. You know, and I actually mentioned my dad and one of our old neighbours by name as sort of, extra characters in the background. But I think the people are all a mixture of people that I knew growing up while I was at school in later years, you know, because after being abroad for a long time, I moved back to Dagenham in 1986. And, you know, just basically, a mixture of... You know, it's a bit of a cliche to say salt of the earth, but I do think that a lot of the good old people who came from the East End to live in Dagenham were the... You know, there was a real a camaraderie, a looking out for each other that disappeared for all the reasons that I address in the book. And it's not political. You know, I'm not having a poke or a dig at anyone. I'm just, this is my truth. This is what I lived, I saw.
It's your perception.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And, you know, and I just think that, you know, change happens. It's happened everywhere, not just in Dagenham. Sometimes change is for the better. Sometimes it isn't. Am I living in a rose-coloured sort of, you know, old, what could you call it, like a Disneyland, but set, you know, about 50 years ago? Possibly. And we all think life was better, you know, before. But I'm not saying it's better or it's worse. I'm just saying that now it's different.
Do you not think, that during the past 6 months with the COVID situation... I found certain people's approaches were going back to how it used to be. Mm. So I live in a terraced terraced block of, I don't know, 10 houses, 8 or 10 houses. And we are really fortunate. We have great neighbours, you know, even now, they knock and say, I'm just popping to the supermarket, do you want anything?
Oh, or, that's kind,
and,
yeah.
And during lockdown, so what we did was when we used to come out and do the clap on a Thursday night at 8 o'clock, while some people might have thought that was a bit cliched and a bit cheesy, I really enjoyed that because I got to see my neighbours when I didn't get to see them normally.
Yeah.
And, because... Right, not the beginning part of lockdown because it was still dark and cold, but but in the summer part, we would stay out there, gone 8 o'clock till 8.30, 8.45, just talking. How are you? Just chatting. And, and not all the time, but it was just, it just felt different. It felt as though people seemed to connect a bit more.
Yes, I think, you know, one of the things that features primarily in the Banjo Book 1 are the parties that we used to have, you know, at Christmas every year, somebody, a neighbour would invite you into their house for a drink. On New Year's Eve, a neighbour would have, you know, street parties. I mean, I wasn't in the country when Charles and Diana got married, but I understand there were huge street parties.
Yeah, there was,
And so on, you know, and this went, and the Queen's Jubilees and things like that. And I do think you're right, Spencer, I do think... with the COVID, it has kind of, it did the first month, but I think it's kind of everybody slipped back to as they were.
You can see that because people have just had enough now, which is mad. We'll be back with Elaine Duthie's next track.
Forget Sutton View is a brand new care home opening soon in Rayleigh Road, offering the highest standards of residential and dementia care. Our show suites are now open, so give us a call today to arrange a virtual visit. We'd love to see you. Come along and see why Hutton View will be a care home with a difference from the comfort of your home. Search Hutton View Care Home today. Hutton View, a Hallmark care home.
Are you a wannabe personal assistant or executive assistant? Or are you simply looking to refresh and learn new skills in your current role? We can help you become more confident in how you influence and communicate. We offer virtual training on Zoom with a supporting training pack, or you can join us on our courses in Greenwich at the Novotel, which is next to the DLR and Mainline station. We can also come to you. Book your virtual or face-to-face essential PAEA skills training course with social distancing online now at ripleytraining.co.uk or call us 01423 86112.
Hi, join me, Ian Lee, every weekday from 3 till 6 for Drive Time here on Phoenix FM in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think. We'll have fun and frolics for 3 hours. Not only that, we'll have the traffic and travel keeping you up to date on the roads to put a smile on your face and a song on your lips. Sometimes we'll even have some guests to cheer you on your merry way. So that's me, Ian Lee, on Drive Time every weekday, Monday to Friday, 3 till 6 here on Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM.
So welcome back in studio. We are still with Elaine Spires, playwright, author, director, actor, industry legend. Elaine's still in the studio with us, and we were just talking about her book, The Banjo 2, which is out. So where can people obviously purchase this book? Where can they get it from?
On amazon.co.uk. It's available for Kindle download, and it's also available in paperback.
Can I ask you, do you use a Kindle?
I do.
See, I don't. I don't because I love the feel of a book.
Yeah, well, I do.
And the smell of a book.
Yeah, I love the feel and smell of a book. But when I was, you know, working in travel and I was here, there and everywhere, it was so much easier to take a Kindle that had, you know, 10 books I hadn't read on it,
yeah,
than to take 10 paperbacks with me.
Oh, and I'm in the minority. Everyone says how useful it is. And I haven't even tried it out. I've just never used it.
Well, I use it all the time now. And also, too, because you get so many great offers where, you know, you can get, like, top books for like 99 pence and things like that, and sometimes people even offer their books for free on Kindle. So, but I, like you, there is nothing like picking up a book and going, oh my god, this is my book, you know. And so I have all of my books also come out in paperback, and they're available too on Amazon.
And you're talking about the next book that's due out just before Christmas. What can we expect from that?
Well, it is a love story. But it's, as most things I write, with a twist, you know, love story with a twist. And it's called You Never See Rainbows at Christmas. And it's two people who are not spending the Christmas they thought they were going to be spending. And their paths cross. And yeah, and it just goes on from there.
Sounds like a perfect holiday book. Yeah, exactly. And that'll be out end of November, you said,
End of November,
think?
Beginning of December. I mean, at the moment, the market is absolutely saturated.
Of course, yeah.
On, I think it was Tuesday just gone, 600 books came out in the UK.
What, on the one day?
On the one day.
It's ridiculous, isn't
and a,
it?
And a lot of them are Christmas books, you know, as well. So what I'm doing is I'm letting kind of the rush go, and then I'm coming up on the rails at the end.
I have to say, look, it's lovely to see, isn't it? Because you know, it really, as somebody who loves his books, it really annoys me when they take a back seat and it's just kind of, you know, you see people being force-fed reality TV shows, and you think, just use your imagination and read a book.
I can't imagine what life would be like without reading. You know,
no.
I read. The last thing I do every night is read, and the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning is read.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I just love reading. You know, and that started as a child. I used to go down to the local library and, you know, race down there every Saturday morning, change my books, books and...
Yeah, I did the same. I remember seeing a quote once, and someone said, "If when you read, you'll never be truly alone."
No, absolutely.
And it's such... so true, isn't it? It's so true.
And people, you know, I mean, I grew up as thousands, millions of people did on Enid Blyton, you know, and, you know, she, in the 80s and 90s, she took a real knocking, but I used to think, oh my God, you know, I wanted to be one of the Secret Seven or the Famous Five, and
exactly the same.
Was it Pat and Isabel, the twins who went to Mallory Towers, and I wanted to go to boarding school. I'm sure I would have hated it, but, you know, I wanted to play lacrosse. What the hell was lacrosse?
In Dagenham.
Yeah, in Dagenham we
played
lacrosse.
On your banjo, yeah.
And, but, and it just took me to a completely different world. Absolutely loved it.
No, it did. I was a massive Enid Blyton fan as a kid. And you're right, it took a very... you know, it can say political correctness took hold of it, and it was kind of like, you know, and it was like, no, it was just an innocent book with adventures, and it was great. It really, and I can still remember a lot of the stories now.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can.
And we used to, you know, say to my mum, "Oh, can we go over the green? We're going to go and have an adventure," because the Famous Five were always having
go to the woods, and
I don't know what the adventure was like, sitting on the grass and you know, playing marbles, you know, but that was the adventure.
Well, it was a lot easier then, wasn't it? That's the thing. And what about future plans for you, you know, performing wise? Are you kind of, we're going to see what obviously see this year out because of obviously what's going on, you know, and just see what comes up next year?
Yeah, absolutely. You've just got to ride it out. I am taking part in a play called One Night with Marilyn, which is based on the life of Marilyn Monroe, and it's being produced by my friend Karen Struel White, who's also my agent, and we're having in, I think, 2 weeks' time, a table read of the Spanish version. It's been translated into something like 25 languages, and I'm thrilled to be part of the Spanish read and also of the English read. So that was something we were doing earlier this year, but that got, you know, put on hold. So I'm hoping for that. And you know, apart from that, if Steven Spielberg's listening, I'm available.
I'm sure he is. I'm sure on a Saturday afternoon. I'm sure he is.
But you know, I mean, any creatives listening, anyone that, you know, wants to hook up to co-write something, or you know, or to produce something. You know, I know you and I have talked 1,000 times about putting on more shows, and a great friend of ours, the amazing Peter Hewitt. You know, he's got a show for next year that I think he might want to talk to you about. He's still, you know, he's got going. Yeah, so...
Where's my diary?
So there's...
I've got a gig.
So there's stuff, you know, bubbling away. But so at the moment, just carry on writing and, you know, just see where that takes me.
So how can people get in touch with you?
Through my website. My website is elainespires.co.uk. Love it when people get in touch. And I'm on social media. I'm on Facebook as Elaine Spires, but also as Elaine Spires Author. I'm on Twitter. And I'm also on Instagram, although I'm not very good at that.
I'm on Instagram because I was told I had to be. Apparently, you do in the industry, but I've no idea how it works.
And I'm trying desperately now to learn how you put these. You make your little videos to put up every, and I'm so useless. I did a video. I went back to Dagenham last week and I filmed where I had actually set my fictitious banjo.
Right.
And interestingly enough, in the last few years since I wrote the first book, Barking and Dagenham Council have actually built a cul-de-sac where I put my fictitious banjo. And I was filmed myself. You
perhaps
know,
they read your book, and perhaps they thought, they took the inspiration,
But I made a few vids, and I put the first one up on Instagram. Oh, goodness me. How can you make a mess of something? But I did.
Yeah.
But it had a few views and people saying, oh, hasn't it changed and doesn't it look different and so on. So
also, that sort of technology, I struggle to do something. And Elliot, my 12-year-old, would just grab it off me and just do it. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so ridiculous.
I admire young people and their ability to just go, here you go, what do you want? There you go, that's it.
Mad, isn't
that's
it?
That's up and running, you know.
Absolutely mad.
Think, wow.
So before we go, I ask all of my guests to pick a song that we can play them out with and explain why. And do you want to tell us what your choice is today?
I've chosen Queen, We Are the Champions. Because I know the song is about Freddie Mercury wrote it about himself and his life, but I do think it kind of embodies my banjo people, you know, and these people who came from the East End out into Essex and everything they'd been through after two world wars, you know, and this kind of you know, spirit and getting up and getting on with your life. And nowadays, those of us who live in the East End / Essex borders, you know, we live charmed lives, we really do. But it's never a complete bed of roses, you know. But I think we do, you know, no pleasure cruise, as he says. But I think now, you know, we do make the most of our lives. And it's dedicated, I think, today to working class people everywhere, you know, because they do have the fortitude and, you know, pick themselves up. That's not to be classist, any middle class people who might be listening, but it just, you know, a shout out to my working class roots and my working class people. And, yeah, they always pull themselves back up and make the most of their lives.
What a great way to end. So all the information on what Elaine's been talking about today with links to her social media will be on our show page over the weekend for you to listen to again. Elaine, thank you for coming in today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Really appreciate it, and make sure you stay in touch.
Will do.
I've paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence but committed no crime. And bad mistakes, I've made a few. I've had my shouts and kicks in my bed, but I've come through.
I need to go on. And everything that goes with it, I thank you all. But it's been no bed of roses, no pleasure cruise. I consider it a challenge before the whole human race, and I ain't gonna lose.
Champions, we are the champions.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. News.
From the Sky News Centre at 2. The environmental campaign group behind protests outside two printing presses has apologised to newsagents. Many retailers haven't received papers due to the Extinction Rebellion action at sites in Hertfordshire and Liverpool last night. 72 people have been arrested. Publications owned by Rupert Murdoch have been disrupted, including The Sun. Olivia Utley's their head of PR.
It's been a nightmare, obviously, for newsagents and retailers that are just trying to get back on their feet. Newspapers are quite a big part of their sales. They haven't been able to sell newspapers this morning, so that's going to impact their businesses. It's been much worse than we imagine the damage caused.
Boris Johnson's top team is trying to get government staff back into the office in a move away from the work from home advice. The Cabinet Secretary has written to all the departments saying coming in improves the services they deliver. It's emerged a fresh investigation's underway into the man suspected of abducting Madeleine McCann 13 years ago. A case has been opened in which the man, known as Christian B, is also suspected of a child sex crime 1 month before she disappeared in Portugal. Here's German prosecutor Hans Christian Wolters.
We are investigating another case from 2007 because of sexual abuse of a child. Also in this case, Christian B is a suspect. He is accused of showing himself in a sexually offensive way in front of a 10-year-old German girl in Portugal.
A man's been arrested in Dover where police and anti-immigration protesters have clashed. The demonstrators blocked the A20 dual carriageway. Sport, and it seems Scotland's Nations League game against the Czech Republic on Monday will go ahead after all. UEFA's confirmed it's on, and the Czech FA say they'll fulfil their obligations after voicing concerns over coronavirus. And the Blackpool illuminations have been switched on away from the public for the first time in more than 70 years. NHS workers did the honours. That's the latest. I'm Elizabeth Secker.
This is Phoenix FM.